I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, July 16th. Police have arrested three suspects believed to be part of an international theft group for allegedly surveilling their victims with hidden cameras to break into their homes in Braintree. 47-year-old Carlos Ocampo Carrillo of Flushing, New York, is facing charges of assault and battery on a police officer, resisting arrest, carrying a dangerous weapon, and breaking and entering. 34-year-old Diana Maria Alvarado Rosano, also of Flushing, New York, facing similar charges. 23-year-old Lisbeth Hernandez Gontiva, out of New York City, is charged with conspiracy. All three are citizens of Colombia and may face federal immigration charges. A Braintree police spokesperson says the trio was arrested July 11th after an extensive investigation. On June 20th, two of the suspects allegedly spent hours inside an empty home in the Messina Woods neighborhood of Braintree. Officials say their methods matched the methods of an organized international theft group, also known as South American Theft Groups. The group is known to use extensive surveillance, GPS technology, surreptitious video feeds, and counter-surveillance to establish patterns of behavior for their victims. Video shows one of the suspects crawling through an empty Braintree residence. 2 weeks later, police say an alert neighbor found a camera hidden in the bushes across from the house where that burglary occurred. Pictures show the camera covered in leaves to camouflage it with the surroundings. Detectives determined the camera had been visited by one of the suspects after the June 20th burglary, so police developed a surveillance plan. On July 11th, authorities say they noticed a man dressed as a landscaper emerging from a victim's yard and walking a circuitous route towards a black Audi SUV with Florida plates. The officer surveyed the Audi as it left town. Around 10:30 that night, the same vehicle parked in the same area adjacent to the Messina Woods neighborhood. A man identified as Ocampo Carrillo, dressed in all black, wearing a mask and carrying a backpack, got out of the vehicle and ducked into a wood line before reappearing in the victim's yard. He was seen walking towards the hidden camera before disappearing. He emerged 10 minutes later. Police then converged on the vehicle where the two women were sitting while chasing Ocampo on foot. The women were arrested without incident. Ocampo was taken into custody after a significant struggle. He refused identification attempts and was held on cash bail. He was later fingerprinted and found to have criminal histories in both California and New York. All three were arraigned recently in Quincy District Courts. The city of Quincy has been awarded a $100,000 federal grant to enhance its cybersecurity. This week, the state awarded nearly $7 million in federal funds to local governments and state agencies to enhance cybersecurity initiatives and reduce cyber risk for public agencies statewide. The funds can be used to implement multi-factor authentication, migration to a gov domain, development of a written cybersecurity incident response plan, tabletop exercises, and cybersecurity awareness training. In 2021, hackers stole $3.5 million from the Quincy Retirement Board in an email phishing scheme. The money has not been recovered. And in 2022, hackers broke into the city's computer servers for the school, police, and fire departments, accessed data, and demanded money. No money was lost in that hack, and officials said no personal data was compromised. The city hired cybersecurity contractor Sophos for $100,000 to beef up the city's computer safety procedures. Norfolk County Register of Deeds, Bill O'Donnell has officially announced his intentions to seek re-election this year. This week, O'Donnell announced he will be a candidate for re-election to another six-year term on the September 3rd state Democratic primary ballot. O'Donnell has been Register of Deeds in Norfolk County since 2002. O'Donnell is also an attorney, lives in Norwood, and is married with three children. Earlier this year, Quincy City Councilor-at-Large Noel DeBona announced he would challenge O'Donnell for the Register of Deeds seat. DeBona previously worked at the Registry of Deeds and the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office. Well, the fiscal 2024 budget picture has brightened since Governor Mara Healey imposed mid-year hiring controls in April, but the governor's team plans to keep those controls in place through the first 4 months of fiscal 2025. In a statement, Secretary of Administration and Finance Matthew Gorzowicz said the controls have proven to be effective in managing spending and helping ensure that the state can balance the fiscal 24 budget. The administration estimates the hiring limitations have saved the state at least $17 million since April in what otherwise would have been spent on new employees, with one official saying that about 250 job postings have been taken down. The Administration and Finance Office has approved about 300 waivers for new hires. In June, the State House News Service reported that based on publicly available payroll data, the executive branch had hired 1,304 new employees at a total cost of $87.1 million since the hiring controls went into effect. Through the first 11 months of fiscal 24, state tax collections were running $700 million, or 2% over the year-to-date benchmark. But state budget officials cautioned that almost all above-benchmark receipts stem from the new income surtax or capital gains taxes, which don't have a positive balance sheet impact, but do generate revenue for future education and transportation purposes or the rainy day fund. While monthly tax revenue reports are publicly issued within 3 business days of the end of each of the first 11 months of each fiscal year, the June report always arrives later and has not been released yet. A check of business news this morning. Stocks bounced back. Yesterday, the Dow shot up 210, the NASDAQ rose 74, and the S&P added 15. Asian stocks are mixed. The dollar rose, the euro fell, oil at $81 a barrel. National Weather Service forecast, a heat advisory continues with temperatures today in the mid to perhaps upper 90s and a heat index of over 100 degrees. Or this evening, muggy and a low of 76. Tomorrow, look out for some afternoon thunderstorms as the heat advisory continues tomorrow with highs in the low 90s. Some morning thunderstorms on Thursday, and then a hazy day with a high 85. More comfortable on Friday, mostly sunny, high of 84. Out on the water today, waves about a foot, a southwest wind at 5 to 10 knots, increasing 10 to 15 and gusting to 20 later on today. The high tide, 7:51 a.m. Sunrise, 5:22, sets at 8:17. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, July 16th.